Hey, thanks for joining me today. You're listening to the Sit Down with Roman Gray. What makes me, me? Where do I get my sense of identity? Am I really who I think I am? I've come to my identity based on my experiences and my thoughts. But if my past was taken away from me, then I'm not really sure who I'm left with. If I had no recollection of anything before today, then who am I really? Sometimes I feel like my identity is an illusion that I've developed, this idea of who I am. But I find myself always changing. And a lot of times, it just leaves me confused. For instance, when I say, I don't like this about me, well, who is the I that doesn't like what the me is doing? All our experiences change. All our feelings eventually change. Our skin sheds itself every 28 days, and even the molecules within our body undergo change and get replaced. It's crazy to think I'll soon have skin that someone will have never touched. So if parts of my body get replaced, then what about me? What about my ego or sense of identity? Since the only constant is change, then why am I so intent on trying to be the same person if the very body I inhabit changes without my awareness? It feels like the I and the me are ever-changing narratives generated by my brain, which is then influenced by my habits, environments, relationships, and even lifestyle, in order to provide a sense of framework to organize my thoughts and behaviors. I struggle with this question sometimes because I want to be as authentic as possible. And I can't do that if I don't have a full understanding of who I am really or who I'm not. Perhaps I'm nothing more than a body with just enough consciousness to ask these questions, knowing I won't get the answers. A passerby simply reveling in the brevity of life while I take in these ever-fleeting moments of an already unknown percentage of my life. I'm holding onto pieces of who I am while they become obsolete due to the speed of time. Due to the speed of life. So perhaps the search for me or the search for I is right there in front of me, passing by every day, speeding by the year. I am the light that comes and goes. I am nothing more than the reflection of change itself. I guess I am the culmination of everything and nothing happening at the same time. I'm alive. I'm here. And even though I'm still here trying to figure it all out, that's enough.